Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing great. We actually had sunshine today.
Yay. That's a beautiful
thing. It's a miracle. Well, you know, Mercury's going to be going retrograde about 7:54 tonight. It's almost like, guess what? The sun remembered it's supposed to shine sometimes today.
It's the calm before the storm.
I know, I got raincoat on Tuesday. Whatever. How are you doing?
Doing great. Life is good. In full season. Everybody's down and moving around.
Mhm. Oh, yeah. Indeed. Well, this Mercury retrograde is going to be retrograde, of course, in the sign of Pisces, as you know. And it's going to sneak back into Aquarius for about 10 days before it redirects its orbit again. This is going to be an interesting one because of the duality of the Pisces sign, I think.
Well, you know, it starts its dance off just barely kissing Neptune, okay? Giving that
right.
Little glimpse of that little piece there, okay, of the Pisces duality. And I'm sure each one of you have noticed in the last couple of days, something's been a little funny. It's that Mercury-Neptune conjunction. It's dancing with each other right now. Now, you know, it is going to make it a little wobbly. And, again, watch out for the drama with this thing. You know, we have Venus trine Moon, especially today, which Venus is an Aries, so that impulsiveness to, you know, move or to see something is going to be there, but it's all about wait and see, you know, so it's back to you need to see the whole picture first. And I think this retrograde is going to do it because when it dances back into Aquarius, we're going to get that bigger picture, okay? It's like the fog lifts. So now we get everything in full living color back in our face. So I think it's really a good time to readjust and reevaluate the direction of what you've chosen and to see the big picture in it and you see that vision. And so I look at this time as more of a time to sit back and reevaluate, especially with Mars going into Capricorn, because Capricorn moves like mud. Oh, and steady went the race with that solid Capricorn. So again here, step slowly but surely, even though I think a lot of people are going to act upon that impulse. So, maybe that Venus goes off.
Well, I actually like Mars and Capricorn because it's exalted there. We're in there last night, and it's going to be there for about 7 weeks. And because it's moving faster than all the other planets in Capricorn, it's going to basically be a trigger planet going over and triggering a lot of the good things that could come with Capricorn because of the exaltation of Mars, I think. And And I'm liking that for some people, especially a lot of people that I know right now that are working with like major contracts, where they do contracts for a living, or they're trying to get a house, or they're trying to get a car, or they're trying to get refied their house and stuff. I think a lot of the stuff's going on right now. Now, with Mercury retrograde, though, sometimes it can be a little bit difficult to make those kind of decisions. And most people try to avoid making those decisions if they know about Mercury. But sometimes you just can't, you know, and that's the way that goes.
And with that, you know, it is. I call Capricorn a steamroller, okay, when I teach it, because it's a large, massive force that's coming at you, okay? And it's got the inertia, you know. It doesn't stops fast, it doesn't start fast, it doesn't turn fast. And so here again, it's got inertia. It's going to come up at the thing. You can see it coming because it's so large. So
right.
We're going to watch this whole thing unfold in full living color. But it also, you can't run in front of it and try and stop it, or else it's going to literally pummel you over, okay? And it surely
right.
can't turn, because if it turns, it's going to
like
topple
this.
Over.
Yep.
So here again, with it, because of the force of it, and especially exalted in Capricorn, this force is going to come at us. Like, the first thing that it hits is the south node. So it's going to bring back all that old stuff to have us look at it. And then it's going to bring it over Jupiter, which is just so awesome, because here's where your benefits are. Let's go. Okay. And then Pluto, and then its own natural placement with Saturn. That is really a nice one when it hits Saturn and Capricorn. That finishing touch is really going to set a solid foundation for people. So for people that are buying their houses or going through this process, so no, we're just going to take it one day at a time, because there may be some delays and it may be slow in its process, but it's going to get there. I promise you. Wherever you put yourselves to, it's going to get there, because that Mars is going to go over all that stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, the moon's in Sag, and of course Mercury's going to go retrograde tonight. And it's interesting because they're going to be squaring, you know, and we have had so much fog here and rain here. It's crazy in the morning. You can't see the mountains. Now, usually I can see the mountains on either side. Maybe the Shenandoah is on one side and the Blue Ridge on the other. The fog has been crazy during rush hour, but tomorrow, of course, is President's Day. So a lot of the people are not going to be working, but there's going to be people that are, okay? So I said, I'm going to be mindful tonight when I say my prayers, you know. People take their time a little bit, okay? Try and leave a little early for work in case, if you're going.
Oh, that's it, you know. It all works together. The weather, how we are humans, it's all the human experience. So, yes, this is a good time
Absolutely.
To move slowly and take their time going to work.
Right, exactly. Well, we've got a number of people on hold. We should probably see what they need from us tonight.
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 216, you're on the air.
Hello. Oh, my God, I didn't think I'd be the first person.
Hey. You called
hey.
In at the right time.
I know.
Too.
My birthday is my September 1st. 1965.
Oh, wait. Who are we speaking with?
Sharon. My name is Sharon.
All right. Have you called in before?
Yes, about I'd say 8 weeks ago.
You said Darren, right?
September?
Yeah.
Sharon.
Yes.
September 1st, 1965?
Yep. Livonia, Michigan. That's where I was born.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, I don't have that, Darren. I have a different one. So September 1st, tell me the year again.
1965.
65?
Yes. 65.
And the time?
11:43 p.m. It was about that time. I'm a Gemini rising.
Okay.
Yes, with
and
Jupiter
where?
Conjunct.
And where?
What's that?
Where?
Livonia, Michigan. That's where I was born.
Because I can't hear you very well. I don't know if it's my headset or what it is, but that's okay.
Livonia.
Tell me the name of
Livonia, Michigan, I was born. Livonia. There you
Thank
go.
You.
That's okay. It's all good.
I got
it
you.
It is all good.
I
you
know.
Have Jupiter, you have Jupiter on your ascendant, which means you're one lucky girl. Okay.
Please tell me
but
that because I need that right now.
because it's in Gemini, sometimes you have to shake your head at the luck you get.
Okay.
Because it comes in odd or unusual ways, in ways that you wouldn't expect, would be the way I would put that. So did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes. Career. Do you see me getting a new job soon? Offer, job?
What are you looking for as far as work is concerned?
Banking, financial investments. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah, easily. All these Capricorn forces are great because Capricorn rules all institutions that are partially government-funded and regulated. Right now, you have Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn all moving through 8,000 investments here. And forming some nice trines to basically Uranus and Pluto in your natal in the fourth house, which means that you could probably be working with corporate energies, but also probably situations around domestic funding. Is what it looks like
okay.
to me. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, it's on
and you
right
know,
can now.
Can I say one thing? Can I say one
I'm
thing?
Sorry?
You said I'd be working my dream job because that's what you based on my planets. The second week of March, I'd called about 5 weeks ago. You did,
and I'm
going to
agree with that again. I am going to agree
my
with that again.
So bad. I'm so stuffed up. But I'm sorry if I'm talking like I'm just my allergies are bad. But go on.
And I have to say that it's on you now. It's going to only get better. Okay, in a few weeks. I'm looking at. You know, in about 3 weeks, this
okay.
is going to shift and change, and it's changing for your benefit. So you have to, I would do all the preparation work preparing for that to happen because you're going to be going back to work, no question about it. When you said banking industry, this thing has that written all over it, okay?
Even if it's in a different industry, with my skills, it doesn't matter. I just want to get a job. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Well, I would stay in the banking industry because I think you can get it there. Okay? And I think
okay.
you need to really, instead of just, I need a job, you shouldn't have
I
that
know.
Attitude. I need that dream job. It's that Saturn, your natal Saturn, is conjunct transiting Mercury at this point in time. So you're doubting yourself through the process of this. But you should be living the dream. I'm going back to that Jupiter, okay? That Jupiter is it dead on trine right now to the sun, okay? And it's saying, live your dream job. We've got you. We've got the benefactor here. All you have to do is put in the work. And that's really, at this point in time, what I would say is be out there job hunting and saying, I'm looking for that dream job, and I'm going to be open to it, and I'm going to do it. And that's how I would put that at this point in time. Really shift your energy, not just a job, but the dream job, because you have the capability if you trust yourself to get it.
That's wonderful. What else?
Okay, and I'll say this about it, because you're a Virgo sun and you overanalyze things too much and you pick on yourself if everything isn't perfect, but you also have a Mercury in Leo, okay?
Okay.
And you can perform and act as if. You can do that showmanship. You have the capability of doing that. Act as if, even though you're trembling inside and it's wobbly all over the place because of that duality of the Virgo energy,
yeah.
put on that show. You're capable of doing it in your head. You can play the show in your head because of that. So that's all I'm saying. Even if you don't feel it in your heart and soul, that's okay. Do it with your head. Play that game with your head.
Do you feel I'll have a new job by March, end of March?
Mid-March, end of March, yeah.
Now, because Mercury is retrograde, it may even be a job you've already applied for in the past. It resurfaces, okay?
Interesting.
Something
you're
at one point you thought would be the dream job.
Okay.
And you're going to want to use that, even if that job doesn't reappear, use the original dream as your prototype. When you're doing your affirmations
okay.
and stuff like that, and you're talking to yourself in your head, I so agree with Jacqueline about the Virgo energy. You do that all the time, and I think it's kind of cute. But I really think this is really the greatest time because Neptune has not sat on this star in Pisces for 165 years. Okay?
I know you told
and Neptune's
me that last
a
planet time.
Of dreams, illusion, imagination, and faith. Okay? And it's transiting through your 10th house, and it's forming some nice trine activity to your natal Neptune in Scorpio. So especially helping people with investments of different kinds, especially if it's more domestic
okay.
than commercial, but you can do both. You can do both. And that's what I'm seeing, too. I so agree with Jacqueline.
Thank you.
And you keep us posted, okay?
Thank you.
All right, God bless.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a sweet night. I'm loving the lineup. It looks great.
Oh, yeah, that one, that's a great thing.
I know it. See, I'm envious of all these people that have planets in Earth when I don't have any.
I hear you. I only get space with Uranus and Saturn in Earth type, so I have no other. So I only get space with things when I touch the ground.
Right. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Oh, yay. Hi, it's
Jessica. Area code 415, you're on the air.
Hey,
it's
Jessica. Hey, guys. 716.
How are you doing?
77. I have been doing really wonderful until, like, Saturday, some kind of weird energy. It was like old wounds came up around finances, and I've just been sort of sad, cranky, tired, not able to pull myself so much out of it. But I don't know what that's about, what I'm feeling right there. But otherwise, I was feeling very wonderful every day.
Well, that's
well,
great.
I know. That's why it makes it so hard when some bad energy comes in that makes you a little sad. You have no tolerance for it anymore.
And that is what I was talking about how people started feeling this negativity, okay? That's transiting through your second house of personal finances and self-worth, okay? And so it has a duality to it, okay? And when you feel down, go, no, that's just an illusion, okay? That's just the Neptune telling me I'm wrong when I'm not, okay? It's a mind game. Because it's transiting through your second house, you have to wait until after this Mercury retrograde and then it to go direct and pass over that Neptune before you're going to not have that wobbly thought process in about your self-worth. But that's probably not what you called in to see about. Did you have a question for us today?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's pretty much related to that. What can I say? I want to have the finances healed, and I noticed I'm going around in circles with the finance stuff all again, you know, with not having as much as I need and then not having any at all and then praying about it, asking spirits and waiting for it and then having to move bills around. And it's just, it's so old. And now I'm kind of seeing some things in my business that I need to, like, step up, you know, automate better or something. And it's like, well, it's kind of that feeling like I'm out of time. Like, this has been a pattern that has been going on for many months of, like, well, I need the money now and I need to have some rewards now. So I don't know how to come to peace with this. Of course, I feel good when I'm in action and go, 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 but the bank account is, I mean, it's an illusion, but it's also not an illusion, you know? It's just, I'm trying to better my life. I am bettering my life, but it's just sort of, what is, I don't know what the specific question is. It's just like, what's the deal with the rewards? I need them in money, like a consistent basis.
Well, I think that's what's going to happen now that Mars is in Capricorn. What's going to do, it's it and Jupiter are going to be opposing your Cancer Sun. And I think when that happens, the work is definitely going to be there, and it's going to be there abundantly. I think that the time management is the issue, not the money, okay? And so I think you got to take a look at that time management. There's been so many planets in Capricorn for both of these eclipses that just passed that time, energy, intention, and money are all pretty much part of that Capricorn rulership, okay? Now that Mars is in there as of last night, where it's exalted, and as Jacqueline was talking about when we started the show, it's like a steamroller. So once you get momentum, it's going to be almost impossible to break. So I'm thinking that what you're in right now is a preparatory time. Now, you say you've been going through this for many months, but you have to understand that Mars has not been in Capricorn for 2.5 years. It's only there every 2.5 years for 7 weeks. This is a time to step up the action, because right now Mars is still in your 12th house, so that's why you can't see it yet. But in a week, it's going to be going through your first house of what you can identify and what you're identified with as far as your value and what you're doing for your work. So people are going to start to see that. They're going to recognize more your integrity, what you're offering, what you're charging, all of that stuff. So it is about usually using more time, perhaps with some of the marketing, and maybe doing it in a different way. That's why most people, they'll redo their website every few years at least, okay, because what it does, it refreshes the way that the public sees you as an image, all right?
Well,
and
that's
I think it's your
what
time
I
do. To do that now.
Every few days, I update something. I was just revamping something last week, which I was feeling good about, and then
good.
It was just the thing of like, okay, it seems like my business right now is really reliant on partnering with other people, and I get very excited. I'll meet someone, I'll go through this routine of sharing my work with them and the prices, and they're not fully understanding what they're getting, and there's comments that they don't have the money to spend it, or it's out of their range, and I'm really having trouble like nurturing myself, because I know there's plenty of free stuff you can do, but I do need money for, like, a lot of the nurturing comes from me also with having money and just like even basic things, food. And I mean, I don't want to be like a downer, but it's just, it's like, what the hell? Like, that's just what the thought is, I
hear
my
little cancer baby.
Struggling with myself. Struggling to feel nurtured. I think that's. It's just a constantly feeling out of energy.
Jessica, okay, I'm going to tell you this. Everything that Aphrodite was talking about, I'm going to expand upon it, because you have a 29 degree Mars in Taurus. Yes, you've been setting foundations. You've been setting, you know, planting these seeds, pushing along and pushing along and pushing along. Okay. And it is a lesson in how much you value yourself. Because, again, here, you've done this for a long period of time, but the transits are going to now start to support you in this. It's kind of like the individual who gets like 80% or 90% there and is so tired because of the struggles to get 90% there that they feel like giving up the whole entire thing, okay? I think you need to take a breath under this Mercury retrograde, okay? And I agree with Aphrodite. Look at everything with fresh eyes. Put everything with a fresh situation. Sparkle it up a little bit. And keep yourself motivated, knowing that here within the next, because once Mars goes through your first house, okay, which is a very big house, just to let you know, it's 40 degrees of a house. So it's a big house, okay? So Mars is going to transit through there and set all these solid foundations as far as your work is concerned. But what comes after that is your second house of personal finances that Mars is going to trek through after, okay? So the reward is there. It's just not there yet. You've got probably about 4 months before you're going to be like, oh, I'm so glad I finally got through that. But you see how I'm saying you're at the end of this track? So recharge yourself, rejuvenate it, and go out there hitting the ground again with both feet, trusting that you're going to get the financial restitution that you need, okay?
God, why would someone pick out such an exhausting chart? Like, I'm constantly, like, this has been years that I've been believing in the dream and doing with not much reward as far as financially. So it's like, I'm not even in a nice climate anymore. And it's like, so it's, I can't even really enjoy nature. I just, I swear, like, the last 2 days, it's just a sort of like, I'm kind of back in this place of like, God, I really like, I can't go on with this stuff. Like, I feel exhausted and just really deeply heartbroken, I think. You know, and then, like, what happens? People hire you, and then you have to actually do the work. And it's like, I've been doing the work. So, I don't know. I mean, is it normal to have, like, an adult craving for their parents to take care of them? Like, that's, I just want someone to take care of me. I don't know how to come to peace with all this stuff. Like, how, I don't know. How, yeah, I don't, what do you think? It's like.
Well, I think, again, I agree with Jacqueline, too. Just try and cover through. These next few weeks, things are going to shift, okay? And, you know, allow yourself whatever emotional release that you need. Allow yourself, if you do need to baby yourself, to do it, okay? Do whatever you need to do just to get through it. I think even over the next 2 weeks, you're going to see a shift here. So just hang in there. It's a little bit longer, Jessica, just a little bit longer, okay? Because then Mars is going to go right over your part of fortune. So hang in there for now, okay?
All right. Thank you. I'm going to have a good cry because obviously
All right, well, God bless
you.
You keep us posted, too, okay? All
well,
right. God bless.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, then. I wish I could give her a hug. She needed a hug.
Well, you know, all these Cancer babies are having, you know, you have all these oppositions, and you've been tough with the oppositions that have been going over. It just wasn't the sun this year. So all my little Cancer babies are feeling emotionally drained. I will tell you that. And for all you Cancer babies out there, there is hope. It's a matter of licking your wounds and setting it down for a period of time and saying, no, this is me, and I'm going to nurture myself, and I don't care whether you eat a bowl of chocolate or whether you go take a hot bath or something. When you're overwhelmed, do something for yourself. Give yourself a big hug. You know, I know you want somebody else to, but with all that Capricorn energy, it's just so tough. So give a big hug. You deserve it for being the warrior. You deserve it for doing that. So there's my stance on cancers this time.
You're
all
right.
You're
preaching to the choir, hon.
Okay. I know. You're my little Cancer baby, too. I have a lot of Cancer clients and people around me. And here again, I just want to give them all a big hug. And I want to say it's going to be okay. It is going to be okay. I promise you it is. I really do.
Yes. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right, love. Area code 111, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. It's Jane from calling from Canada.
Hey, Jane, how
Hi,
are you?
Hi, Jane.
I'm doing okay. Yeah.
Is your birthday in June?
That's right. June
18. Excellent. 1970.
Gotcha.
That's right. Excellent. So did you have a question for us today?
Yes. I just want to know if I'm going to be okay financially until I find a new job. Just recently lost my job the other day of nearly 14 days and trying to negotiate a higher severance pay with HR.
Okay, well, it's a little bit difficult to negotiate with those that are in power right now because of some of the angles in your chart, but it doesn't mean it's not possible. You're going through your lunar return right now in Sagittarius, so I really think that you getting away from that job, it was kind of like it's going to become like an escape and a sudden advancement for you. Venus is sitting on your Chiron right now, so I don't think that this job was very good for your health either.
Right.
So I'm glad you're out of there. I am so glad you're out of there. It's like a gift because Venus right now is in square to your Mars in Cancer, and you are not feeling very comfortable or secure there anyway.
That's right.
Yeah, so I think this is your freedom ticket, babe.
Oh, yeah. I feel a lot of
I think you can try and negotiate this with the powers that be, but know you might be in a couple of weeks of delay because of the Mercury retrograde number one. Things just tend to stall a bit. It's not personal, but it feels that way sometimes. In Mars, it's going to take it a couple of weeks to catch up with Jupiter. So in your eighth house, okay, and that has to do with your severance pay and terminations and moving on. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And that's where I was going on is that, you know, it is going to take some time for negotiations, okay? So wait it out. Okay, is what I'm going to say. And I agree with Aphrodite so much that this is kind of a blessing in disguise. What do you want to do when you grow up? Because this was not it. Okay, I'm going to tell you, I so agree with Aphrodite that this isn't what you wanted to do for a living. Okay, and you're an active individual. You want to stay active. Both your both your Sun and your Mars are both in your first house. You like being purposeful, and this job was not it. So what do you want to do next?
Well, that's what I want to do something different. That's for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, there's some good things that are going on because Saturn, which hasn't sat at this degree of Capricorn for 29 years, and Pluto, which hasn't sat at this degree of Capricorn since the Revolutionary War, are both in trine to your natal Saturn in Taurus in the 12th. So whether you're working behind the scenes and then presenting to the public, that would probably be the ideal from what I'm seeing here. Yeah. And I think you have enough background and you can be very, very well organized in this chart. And, you know, because you are a Gemini, but you have also Saturn's in Taurus, Mars in Cancer. You've got a lot of things here where you can multitask and you can do it in a way that you're not going to be bored and you're not going to feel victimized. And I think that that's where you're headed.
Oh, that's good. So am I going to be okay financially, like, until I find a new job? Because I don't even know how soon I'll get a new job.
You notice how we didn't say anything about the finances, and the reason why is because it's not an issue, okay? I'm not telling you to go out and buy a Rolls Royce or anything else, okay? But on the other circumstances, you will be sustained through this period of time. I'm going to give you a suggestion, okay? Because the reason why I asked the question that I asked is because I figured that you're waffling on what you're going to do next. And so may I give you a suggestion, because your Mercury is in your 12th house, okay?
Okay.
And what I want you to do is right before you go to sleep, I want you to say, I want to see my dream job, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to repeatedly do this every single night until you have that vision in that dream. You're a dreamer kind of girl. You're a deep sleeper, and then you get vision. You want to see that vision, and you want to control your mind to give you that vision. I mean, you can. You have the capability of it. I love that about your chart. So try that, okay? And don't be so nervous about it. You're being taken care of to where you will sustain yourself through this period of time.
Oh, that's good. Well, do you have, like, a time frame, like, when, you know, I would get a new job? Like, I'll probably go for temp jobs until I find a job that I want to do full time.
I think getting a temp job is a good idea, only because if you are bored, you're going to start to get down. We don't want that. I think it's great to do temporary in between, but do focus on upping the ante this time. Okay?
Okay.
Focus on getting more because you want to give more. And you want to work in an environment where you feel respected. And that has been very sorely lacking. Okay?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So go ahead and do the temp thing. That way you're going to be busy and you're going to be doing something in between, and you'll still have probably enough time to do more research to find the ideal. But the Mercury retrograde, it's going to be retrograde until the 10th of March, and it's not going to come out of its shadow until the last 2 days of March. So my feeling is that what you're doing right now, go back to maybe things you did consider in the past a little bit, or things that are close to that, and do the evaluation and go for the interviews, knowing that Mercury's retrograde, and there can be delays in people getting back with you. So don't let that discourage you, okay?
Okay.
Know that by the end of March, you're probably going to have one, maybe two options, okay? So I would just keep yourself going and try and get a better package walking away from the old job. I would definitely follow up on that, but I would also do it with a great deal of dignity, and I would be very spiritual in the way that you access that because I think it's going to get you farther, okay?
Okay. So any chance of
me posted.
Getting that? Yeah, do you think I have a good chance of getting them to increase the severance pay?
I'm not sure, because the Mercury retrograde can slow things down. Because even if they make the agreement, it might be a little bit before you see the money in hand.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's why I want you to be a little sparing right now. Get yourself out there and get the temporary job for now. And also don't drop the ball as far as them giving you better severance.
Okay.
All right. Well,
thank you. Okay, thanks so much.
All right, well, God bless you. Keep us posted, too, okay?
Yes, I will. Thanks again.
All right, God bless. All right,
take care.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
All righty, then. A lot going on there. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 860, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Amala. How are you?
Hey,
how are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing better than the last time I called.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, I think it's because the Aquarius rising in me, I'm happier because it just makes sense with the Aquarius in the air as well. So, did you need
how do you spell your name, Amara? How do you spell your name?
Okay, so I don't know Aphrodite. I know Jacqueline changed it to Amala, but I don't know if I'm under Amy for you because that's what I was calling myself. But it's 121673, and my name is spelled Amla. I don't know which one you got. The Connecticut, New Britain.
Okay. The moon is passing over your Mercury, so that gives up quite a bit of optimism at points in time, especially being in Sag. It kind of gets you a little happier, you know. It's going to be passing over your Sun, too, so there's a little bit of a relief right now for you.
Okay. Can I ask my question?
Sure. What would you like to know tonight?
I'm actually going Leap Day, which is, of course, the 29th. I'm going to a conference, and I'm just wondering, do you see me meeting like-minded people? I remember I was going through some rocky stuff going in January when I talked to both of you, and you explained that, and, you know, we basically need to release and go through the karmic changes, and I just feel ready to meet people who are more on my wavelength, not just the, you know, the chat, you know, like, I don't like
small
talk.
Yeah,
you got it. Yeah.
What day are you going to that retreat?
Yes.
Amma, what day are you going on that retreat?
Oh, the retreat is it's Southern Connecticut. It's in Connecticut.
No, when?
Well,
when are you
going? Leap day. February 29th.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still don't have all her birth information yet. Okay.
You want me to give it to you, Aphrodite? Okay,
yes, please,
let me just go to 12/15/73, 944 AM, New Britain, New Britain, NEWBRITAIN, Connecticut.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And one more thing. What city is it in?
New Britain,
N-E-W.
No,
C-A-I-N.
Yeah, and it's 944 a.m.
No. What city are you going to the conference in?
Oh, God, I don't know what the closest, maybe New Haven? Can you just put in New, the city is Westbrook, Connecticut. I don't even know if that's.
Oh, okay, I've got that.
Okay.
There you go.
Sorry about that, I was confused.
You're fine. Oh, my goodness. This Mercury retrograde is going to kill me. I just know it. I hope I'll make it through.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, let's see how this is going to work for you.
When I remember Aphrodite telling me the end of March I'm going to be really rocking it and kicking it.
This is a perfect time to do this. I can't tell you, Amla, how much I have to say about that. You've got Mars,
okay.
Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn all going through your first house. I mean, your 12th house, and getting ready to go into your first house. So this is all about that spiritual retreat. Okay? You're going to start this retreat as Saturn is getting ready to pass over your first house, your ascendant, and go into your house. So this is kind of a cool thing here going on as far as the transformation from spirituality to the physical manifestation here. You couldn't have picked a better time is what I'm going to tell you. This is a great retreat. I think you're going to enjoy it a great deal. You've got Mercury, which is still retrograde then, but it's like clearing up old things from the past. You've got Neptune and the Sun both still in your first house in Pisces as well. So it's really all about readjusting, reshifting your brain, re-seeing different perspectives, all of this. So I have to say this is awesome for you. Go for it. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Thanks, Jacqueline.
I think it's going to be spectacular because Venus is going to be sitting on your Mars. They're both going to be sitting on Uranus, the planet that also rules Epiphanies, right on the cusp of your ninth house of spirituality and God watching over you. You are going to get out of there so highly charged that it's going to be absolutely amazing.
That's awesome. That's really awesome.
It's going to be entwined in both your sun and your north node, the cup overflowing of the Bible, in the 11th house of the light worker. You can't beat that. Okay, you can't be
Okay. So from like basically in the next 2 weeks let's say 10 days, it's just what's that look like? It's just leading up to this big final finale kind of thing with the fireworks bursting out on leap day for me.
This is not a finality. This is not no. Don't take it the wrong way what I'm saying here. This is absolutely going to supercharge you. There's nothing final about this. You're going to find yourself in perpetual motion, I think. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, so this is all about empowering you and coming out of this like the phoenix rising from the ashes and sailing out there, you know. Again, it's a whole change of perspective for you. It's opening up a whole new perspective, which is so going to motivate you. No matter how I look at this. Everything, like Aphrodite was talking about the North Node and Saturn. That's such a great epiphany kind of thing to really, I got this, you know. Here again, the next few months, you really are going to have a lot going on. And it's all about that change of perspective that you're going to get from this. So it's not an ending. It's a whole new launching. It's like a transformation and change is what it is.
Right. Do you feel like my original question, do you feel me meeting people that are like-minded with that as far as like deep spiritual people over at this place? Because that's been lacking lately.
I think you're going to make some good connections, but I think you're also going to see things that aren't. I think there's going to be a balance of power here.
Okay.
Not every gathering of people is everyone on the same page. Many people are gifted, but not necessarily have the purity that you have, okay? But I think that you're going to really make some great connections there. And the people that you don't necessarily feel the vibe for, you'll know enough to keep just an arm's length away. You'll be fine.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, you do it with love and kindness. You know, there's nothing to say or do. You just know who vibes with you and who doesn't, so to speak. Yeah, that's my thing.
And I'm going to add this to it, Amla, because talking about Mars and how it's transiting through your 12th and going into your first. Well,
okay.
I think that really where you're going to find your bond that you're looking for is after the fact of this, in about 7 to 8 weeks. It's going to pass over both your Venus and your Jupiter in about 10 weeks. It will pass those. So I think your friendships, I agree with Aphrodite, this might make some connections or some directions to go to find those bonding people, not necessarily that this is the whole thing, because this is really a personal experience for you. But I think after the fact, it's going to lead to that fact. Okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes now it all makes sense. It's like this is the beginning of so-called everything with the connection and the networking and all that's going to happen and come together in the next couple of months, as you're saying. It makes complete sense.
Absolutely. You keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thank you so very much. Happy Sunday, and good luck with Mercury in retrograde.
Thank you.
Hey, and to you.
And to you.
Take good care.
Yeah,
bye.
Crazy good. Oh, my goodness. All right, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 404, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies. How's it going? It's Lolita from Georgia.
Hey, Lolita. It's been a while.
Hey. Hi. Happy New Year and all that good stuff, even though it's so late. I've been trying to talk to you guys for the last 6 weeks, and every time I had to get off the phone, so I made it.
I'm so glad you did.
Are you still in Chicago, Lolita?
I'm in Marietta.
Georgia.
Ah, there we go.
I was wondering if y'all ladies can tell me, like, what are we being impacted on? What theory of our life at this moment that shines out that I need to remember of or be cautious of, whatever it is?
All right, let's take a look at that. Oh, wow, I love it. Embrace the spirit of optimism, my dear.
That's
it's all about being
flooded.
Optimistic for no darn reason.
I have been, yep.
And putting on that happy face and all that stuff, you know, Mars has been moving through Sagittarius. It just got into Capricorn last night for the last 7 weeks. Now, Sagittarius energy, that philosophy, that spirituality, the healer within you, it's all been very awake. And now Venus and Chiron are both complementing your chart. You know, I mean, I like all the fire activity that's going on. You do have some squares, but they're cardinal squares. So if you take the high road and you meet it with your personal integrity, you're golden, I think. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. Are you planning on learning something new here, or are you learning something now?
Yeah, I am, actually. as I launch my as I'm at the ice cream shop, I've been learning notary, actually, and to become a signing agent and do closings to generate another avenue of income. And so I get going with the store and the other spiritual business where I'll be creating my own spiritual weddings. We're implementing a lot of the Hindu steps, and I have my own 50 coronation, like 15 things, and with that it comes with healing sessions. So I'm working on that. I'm finishing the final touches on that. But I'm a person that likes to have another stream of income also. And so I've been learning that the last couple of days. Actually, my slave brother sent me the money and says, go make some real money. And so in my Cash App, I had this money to go learn. So I've been learning the last 4 days.
Perfect.
Beautiful. Okay, because this is going to set a solid foundation for you. Mars is getting ready to pass over your sun in a couple of weeks here. It's really going to make that transformation and change for you as far as the knowledge that you've gained. Pluto is already in, and Saturn are both already in your 10th house of your career. Jupiter is getting ready to dance in there, okay? So you, and I'll say this, because you're dead on your Jupiter return today.
Yes.
Or tomorrow, actually.
Gorgeous.
Okay?
It's just beautiful. Oh, yes.
And this is all about that transformation and change, because it goes over your midhaven, which is your highest being of where you need to excel to. So what it's doing is it's helping you excel to your highest being. I agree with Aphrodite about keeping the high road, because there are some major cardinal squares here for you. But it's all about you staying within your vision and integrity and not letting anybody rock that boat. And I guarantee you, this little thing that you're learning about notary or whatever, you're going to have a nice little business of that too. And I don't mind that, okay? Here again.
Mm-hmm. I love it too.
You have Venus
great.
And Mercury and Mars and Sagittarius. You have all this duality to you for being a solid Capricorn. So you need a kind of, you know, back and forth, a backup, you know, a plan A and a plan B. And so having a bread and butter and then your own natural talents to really enhance all that extra money, I think you're right on the track here. Just don't let all that petty stuff get to you. Keep your eye on the vision and keep moving and know it's divinely being given to you.
Absolutely. I felt that because it's interesting because we talked about a couple of months ago and it just came up last week in a conversation and boom, like I already got the application. I'm going to go take my oath tomorrow. Like I've been on it.
Yay. I love it. I love it. And
I appreciate
like I said,
that. Thanks.
I think the diversification of you as a person, and also that you can be grounded, but you're always grounded in a way where people can see you looking into them. Okay?
Yeah.
And
I've been told.
I think that Scorpio moon of yours is a really interesting thing that God gave you. Okay? and I really like it. Even with the Mercury retrograde in Pisces, I think this can be a powerful time for you to have that attitude of gratitude at the end of the day and be happy because you're not going to be bored and you're still going to feel solid at the same time like Jacqueline spoke of. I think this is just great.
Thank you. That's awesome validation and thank you for the empowerment on how everything is aligned. It just even gets me more excited. So thank you. Both of you guys. Much grace and gratitude to you. Oh, I will do. I'm going to continue listening on if you don't mind.
Oh, sure. No problem. We can do that.
Thank you.
We have the
okay.
technology. Okay.
All right. You got it. And then
we only have about enough probably for one more, so let's snag the next one. He or she's been on hold for quite some time. Let me grab that one.
Okay.
Area code 408, you're on the air.
Hey, how you girls doing today? How you girls doing? It sounds like you're doing wonderful.
It's all good. Who are we speaking with?
This is Way Busy.
I'm
That's
sorry?
What they call me. It's an AKA, also known as Way Busy. And the reason why I said that is because of the fact that I've been illuminated with the spirit since 1999. And everything is as wonderful as it was when I became aware of the gift. And I was just wondering, what do you guys see?
What is your birth date?
December 7th, 1966.
And what time were you born?
Oh, geez. I think I was an early AM baby.
Okay. And what city were you born in?
California. I'm in California.
Southern California, Northern California, LA area.
Northern.
Different area.
Northern California.
Like San Fran area, Sacramento, Shasta Lake, are you close to the border or are you down
Santa
a little
Cruz.
Further from the border? Modesto?
Santa Cruz.
Oh, okay. There you go. We're astrologers, so that's what we do. So,
okay.
Do you have a question for us tonight?
Huh?
Did you have a question for us tonight?
I just was wondering, you know, I mean, I have, since I've saw myself for the first time in 1999, I was in disbelief because I couldn't believe that I'm like, there's no way this could be happening to me. I'm just like, I've never seen myself before. But my initial response was, I don't see how. I don't see anything good. But like I've said, earlier, I said, you know, everything's wonderful, and it's always been a continuation of wonderful for me. And I haven't really explored anything as far as, you know, what you call gifting, as far as being able to see spiritually speaking. This is just the way it is for me all the time. And I find myself having to live a life upside down. And that's the way it works for me. So I was just wondering, what do you see?
I see that you have no earth in your chart, so you're not a grounded individual and should never be grounded on this earth physical plane. So that's the reason why you're so unusual. You have a Mercury in Scorpio and it's conjunct Neptune. You hear things and see things that other people don't see, and that's good, okay? I love that Mercury in Scorpio because I also have a Mercury in Scorpio, not close enough to yours. But here again, what it does is it gives you a deep intensity to who you are, okay? You're a peacekeeper somewhat.
No.
You're a peacekeeper somewhat when it comes to trying to balance out life. You don't want to be the warrior all the time. However,
right.
I'm going to say that you were brought here to be the warrior. You have Sun conjunct Venus on that day, no matter how I look at it. And what that means is you're being called to integrity. You're being called to teach. You're being called to transform and change people's perspectives, to rebalance others. And that's what you're here on this earth to do. Okay, here again, you have no earth in your chart, so there's no real grounding. It's all about faith, it's all about belief, and it's about following that direction that you're being guided to that's really going to make this happen, okay, for you. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Right.
I want to say that I'm, that you, Ray Busy, you have an amazing healing gift. I don't know if you birthed it yet, but it's coming within a year, and it's going to be so amazing. You think you were blown away before? You're about to get blown away again in 2021. And I have to tell you, I so agree with everything Jacqueline said, too. You're very, very deep, but you also could be very positive. And I do think because your Mars is in very early Libra, you are the peaceful warrior. But at the same time, Neptune has never sat on this star in Pisces for 165 years. It's going to pass over your Chiron, the wounded healer, and your Saturn in Pisces next year. And when it does that, it's going to awaken in you the ability, as she was saying, to transform and change many of the people that you encounter. And you will feel the Hierophant within you. It's a spiritual teacher within you that is about to birth itself next year.
Well, it's been a long time, you know, learning, you know, what I know today. It took me a long time to learn it. I didn't just learn it overnight. I had to make mistakes along the way, and it was inevitable that I was going to make those mistakes along the way because of the fact that I had to learn to examine the things that caused me to become, you know, where I'm not enjoying my gift. And I had to be able to learn to examine those things in light of the truth underneath my feelings, which is where I'm at, and continue to do the things that was important for me to do. And a lot of times I had to remove myself out of that situation because I didn't want to take it personally, because this isn't about me, which would be an ego trip. It's about a relationship. So I value that relationship in this fact, in this way, you know, as I'm speaking now.
Absolutely. I think you're definitely moving in the right direction, and I think the best is yet to be.
Mm-hmm.
We're really glad you called in tonight. I think we're already off the air, and that's okay. We're very glad to take your call tonight. And I can see some things basically in your bloodline and your DNA that show up here, and I know why you went through certain passages. I can see that very clearly. But I can also see your spirit is absolutely formidable. What you truly desire and what you truly see as your inner gift, you will be generous with it with others, and I really, really love that about you.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I mean, you know, I'm not a guy that likes to get emotional, but it definitely has blessed me to hear you speak. So I'm thankful.
You keep us posted, okay?
Okay. You have a good day, and so thank you.
Many blessings. All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, this has been the Illumination Station. We still have a few people on hold. We should tell them where to find us.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. And this has been the Illumination Station, and we love doing the show. Thanks for all who called in. Thanks for all who listened tonight. We'll talk to you again next week. God bless.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.